Tokyo Every Nation, Tokyo Shibuya. Surprise, surprise, surprise. There's a lot of surprises. Yeah, we leave it there because it's too tall for us. No, yesterday they were telling me about this, this drink that I needed to experience. It was called green milk tea that looked like water.
ミルクティーなんですけれど、水みたいなミルクティーです。
And I didn't believe them. How can you have milk brown tea look like water?
最初信じなかったんです。ミルクティーみたいに色の濃いものがどうやったら透明になるんだって。
This has nothing to do with the message this afternoon.
ちょっとこの午後のメッセージは全く関係ないんですけど。
It's just that I was totally amazed.That Japan can do this kind of stuff.
ただもう単純に驚かされました。日本はこういう技術を持っているのか。
And it tastes just like milk tea.
そしてミルクティーそのような味がします。
And it looks like water. It's amazing.
だけど水みたいなんです
ね。You know this kind of stuff.
でこういったもの。
You know, I would pour into my aquarium thinking it was just water and it would kill all my fish. So this is great and it's horrible at the same time. I guess that does lead me to my message. Because I'm just going to tell you straight up front.For the grace of God comes to you.
神様の恵みが皆さんのところに訪れるとき、
And the love of God comes to you.
そして同時に神様の愛が訪れるとき、
If you are a Christian and you know Jesus, then you will just absorb all of this love and this grace and this mercy.
皆さんがクリスチャンであれば、もうその来たその恵みやその憐れみを、一気に吸収すると思います。
But if you're not a Christian,
ですがクリスチャンでない場合、
If you deny Jesus as Lord,
イエス様を主として認めない場合、
If you don't know who he is, then just disregard everything that God says about him.
主のことを知らなくて、そしてすべてあのおっしゃっていることを否定する。
Then the same mercy,
その同じ憐れみ、
the same grace, the same love,
の愛や恵みというのが、
will wash you away and destroy you.
それらは皆さんを、崩壊させます。
Because you cannot contain that.Love and mercy and grace.
なぜならその、量のその、憐れみや恵みを皆さんが、が対応することができないからです。
It's like pouring, you know, when you're drinking coffee.
そのコーヒーを飲んでいるような。
Really hot coffee.
すごく熱いコーヒー。
You know, it's good, right? And for those who drink coffee.
でコーヒー好きな人はすごく美味しいかなと。
Or just hot water.
で、まあ温かいお湯とかお茶とか、寒い日に飲む。
You know that tastes so good when you pour it in a ceramic cup.
ceramic cup に そういったものを入れるとすごく美味しく感じます。
But have you ever tasted plastic hot water poured in a plastic cup?
ですが、その温かい水を、プラスチックのカップに入れた時、すごく
That could kill.
熱くて皆さんを本当にもう。
Because all that plastic will be inside your stomach and in your esophagus and everything, and
it'll just harden up and then you'll die.
So just like this drink here.
なのでちょっとこの飲み物に似ています。
This is really fake tea.
これ本当は偽物のお茶です。
I think, right? This has got to be. Who knows about this stuff? Is this real?
この言葉について知ってる人。
It's not real.
本物じゃないです。
It's fake.
偽物です。
It tastes real.
本物のような味はするけども。
It looks fake.
すごく偽物っぽい見た。
It is fake.
なぜ偽物です。
And we can be just like this tea.
このお茶のように私たちも例えられると思います。
We don't look Christian and we don't taste Christian.
私たちもクリスチャンのような見た目ではないし、クリスチャンのような味もしません。
And sometimes we look like this, but it's still fake.
で、私たちこういう風に見えるんですけれども、ですが、偽物です。
That's the message that we have for today.
なので皆さんに、今日お話ししたいメッセージはこれです。
It's called an unshakable life.
揺るぎない、命。
There it is. Hallelujah. Magic fingers. That's good. Okay. She's like my magic. She's my this is my thing. I put this away.
よくしゃべりや。
You know, we're on a new series called Unshakable.
私たち揺るぎないものという新しいシリーズを始めました。
And it sounds like a cartoon. That's what Shinsuke said this morning.
Shinsuke が今朝ちょっとなんか漫画みたいな。
Unshakables. And you can find this in Luke 648. I wonder if that's the page. Or is it, you know, Luke 64 verse 8? I have no idea. I can't see the semicolon. I looked on my page 648 and that's not Luke. But it's Luke 6 semicolon 48.Unfortunately for this slide, I am preaching out of Matthew verse 7, chapter 7.
ですがこのメッセージ今日私はマタイの福音書からちょっとお話しします。
But like I said, we're adventuring on a new series this year.
ですが、まあ、私たち この新しい年から新しいこのシリーズを始めますが。
Called the Unshakable.
揺るぎないもの
means you can't move, you cannot be moved.
というのは、左右されない、動かされないという意味ですね。
It's like sumo wrestlers, kapang, someone's not going to be shaken.
相撲さんのようですね、もう本当に揺るぎない。
So I'm going to give you a fast preview of the next 12 months.
なので、次の12ヶ月、
the next 11 months.
11ヶ月見ていく。
Because there's 13 messages that we're going to do in one year. So next month, I think we're going to have two messages on being unshakable. But here's a preview. There you go. The unshakable life. This is what we're talking about today.And then there's an unshakable story. It's his story. It's a story about love. Because we're going to be sharing that in February, which is the month of love. And the unshakable surrender. It doesn't mean you surrender to your person who was.The month before. Never mind. That doesn't translate to me, but it doesn't translate to you. Anyway, number the fourth month is direction, unshakable direction. An unshakable power. Boom. And then there's an unshakable hunger. Where, I know a lot of you folks are just ate, so you're not hungry anymore.We have an unshakable mission. To find others to follow Jesus. We're going to be talking about an unshakable family. People who have families that stay together, stick together, walk together. And an unshakable devotion. Oh, but that's not all. There is also...Shakeable hope.
はい、揺るぎない希望。
Shakeable generosity.
揺るぎない気前良さ。
An unshakeable compassion.
揺るぎない憐れみ。
And finally,
そして、
I think finally, the unshakeable destiny.
揺るぎない運命。
And our destiny, and people in this church, our destiny is to live eternally.
そして、私たちこの教会にいる皆さんのその運命というのは、永遠に神様と生きる。
You're all going to live eternally anyway.
私たちみんなその永遠に生きるということは当たり前です。
The question you have to ask yourself is, who are you going to be living eternally with?
ですが、その誰と共に永遠に生きるかっていう皆さんに質問を投げかけたいです。
Will you be living it with God, with Jesus and all His angels and all the saints?
イエス様、神様、そして聖人たちと一緒に永遠を共にするのか。
Or will you be living with the devil?
それか悪魔と一緒に永遠を共にするのか。
So I hope that today.
なので、
That we're going to start a life that's unshakable.
この揺るぎない人生を歩み始めていただきたいです。
So can we pray?
なので祈りましょう。
Father, I thank you.
天 のお父様ありがとうございます。
Lord, that you are an unshakable God.
主よ、本当にあなたは揺るぎない神様です。
And you've gathered us as the people.
そしてあなたの民をここに集めてくださいました。
To love on us.
愛を。
To bless us.
To
give us purpose, to give us destiny.
そして目的やその運命を与えてくださるため
です。 I thank you, I thank you, I thank you.
本当に感謝、感謝、感謝します。
For who you are.
あなたが私たちの人生でどのようなお方か。
In Jesus' name.
イエス様の皆によってお祈りします。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to be looking at an end of a sermon. Jesus preached sermons, you know.
イエス様もその説教をしましたね。
He was the best preacher of them all.
本当にあの説教するあのベストなスピーカーでした。
He didn't need notes.
ノートなんかいらなかったんです。
And he didn't need PowerPoint.
パワーポイントもいらない。
He didn't even need a microphone.
マイクも必要ないです。
But he, because he was the Word of God.
なぜなら、主自身が、御言葉だったからです。
And if you read Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, you will find out that Jesus has this fantastic message.
でマタイの5章、6章、そして7章を読んでいただくと、本当にあの素晴らしいメッセージが見ていただくことができます。
This message could also be found in Luke chapter 6 and chapter 7.
そのメッセージっていうのは、ルカの福音書の、6章にも書かれています。
And at the end of the sermon,
この説教の終わりの方ですね。
He gives an analogy of two lives.
で2つの、人生について比べています。
Two kinds of people.
2種類の
and these two kinds of people are building, and you all know this story. They're building a house.
皆さんもご存知だと思うんですけど、この2つの種類の方っていうのは家を建てています。
And they have to make a decision how to build.
ですが、どういうふうに建てるかという決断を下さなければいけませんで
した。We all make decisions.
私たちみんな、決断っていうのを下します。
This morning we had to decide whether or not we're going to wake up and come to church.
で、今朝起きて教会に来るかどうかっていう決断を下さない。
Do I pay this month's bill now or do I pay it like at the end of the month?
で、今年の家賃を今月の家賃を今払うのかそれとも、月末に払うのか。
You're making a decision right now.
今も皆さん決断を下していると思います。
Should I listen to this man or should I fall asleep?
この、今スピーカーに耳を傾けるのかそれとも寝るのか。
Should I take notes on my phone or should I actually whip out a pen and look at paper, get some paper in?
で、
Or not even take notes.
スマホで、ノートを取るのかそれともペンを取り出して書いてノートを取るのか。
Some decisions are life threatening.
で、決断によってはすごく人生に大きな影響を及ぼすこともあります。
Do I pull the plug on this person or I keep it on?
でこのプラグを入れたままにするのかそれとも、外すのか。
Should I get a second opinion when someone says I have cancer?
でそのがんの申告をされたときにセカンドオピニオンを聞いた方がいいのか。
Most of our decisions we make intellectually.
で私たちその決断を下すときにその理性で決断を下していると思います。
My oldest daughter has just found out that she has to move.
で私のその長女なんですが、最近家から出ていかなければいけなくなってしまいました。
And she's putting herself through putting herself through a master's program in school.
で、マスターズのその
プログラム、
大学院に入っているのですが。
And she asked me yesterday.
でちょっと昨日連絡があって。
Should I quit school?
学校辞めた方がいいかな。
And I said, I don't know. See you later, bye-bye.
私は分かんない。また後で、バイバイ。
Because I'm not going to make that kind of decision for her. She has to make it herself.
そういった決断は私が下すのではなくて、彼女自身がする必要があるからです。
But that's a big decision.
ですが、これは、依然として大きな決断です。
And she has to make that intellectually.
なので、それを理性的にちゃんと考えて下す必要があります。
You weigh the pros and cons, you know.
でそのメリットかデメリットかっていうのを考えなきゃいけないです。
Yeah, merit and no merit. You make that intellectually.
それをその皆さんその持ってる知恵とか理性を使って下します。
But there's a lot of times we make it just purely emotional.
ですが、もう感情に頼って決断を下してしまう時もあります。
I love this guy.
もうこの人が大好き。
He's so handsome.
すごくかっこよくて。
Broad shoulders.
すごく
He looks so good without a shirt on. He's so wow. I melt when he comes And then that's all emotional. But then, you know, the authority comes, and the father comes and says, well, does he have a job? No, but he's just so nice. Where does he live? Right now in his car, but oh. And he puts his arms around me, it's so warm. How's he going to support you? I don't know. Who cares as long as I look in his eyes? That's emotional. And we have all made some kind of emotional decisions that we later on go, man, that was a wrong decision. So these two guys in Jesus Christ, the story that he tells about these two people who made a decision. So we're going to read it now. This is from Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 29. And I like what we did this morning. We read it in, you know, English and Japanese at the same time. It sounded like a food market. It sounded like a Chinese food market. So we're
going to
do that again.
This
time, so cool. All right, so we're going
to.
So you can read this, either one. You can read it with an accent or without one.
Accent をつけて読んでも。
And if you have a Filipino Bible and you want to read it from there, go right ahead. But you read it in your own language so that you understand this. Are you ready? All right, let's do this. All right. せーの。Amen. Didn't that sound like you were like in a food market? Okay, so this story is simple. You know, you don't really need a preacher to understand this. Because two guys built a house. What you might not realize, though, is that Jesus was talking to the Jewish people.
ですが皆さんちょっともしかすると知らない点っていうのはイエス様はユダヤ人にこの話をしていました。
He wasn't talking to you folks.
まだ皆さんには直接話していなかった。
You folks are smart. You understand this story.
皆さんはもう賢いのでこの話は分かっていると思います。
But the Jewish people didn't understand this story at all.
ユダヤ人たちはこの話が全然分からなかった。
So to understand this, you have to understand chapter 5, 6, and 7.
なのでこの話を本当に分かる上で
Number one.
まず一つ目。
He was talking to Jewish people.
イエス様はユダヤ人に対して話しています。
Now in a Jewish mindset,
でユダヤ人のその、考え方、
マインドセットというのは、We are the chosen people.
ユダヤ人たち、私たちがその選ばれたものだという考え方。
God's for us.
で神様は私たちをもう本当に守ってくれる。
He's not for you.
And
like you say, because there's nobody in this room who's Jewish, right? Anyone of Jewish heritage? No. So any Jewish person with one of those beanie hats would come in here and say, you guys, God doesn't care about you. We're the blessed people. We have God's law. God chose us out of the whole earth. To bless us. This is their mindset. And Jesus comes along and he starts to preach to them. Now there are priests. There's lawyers about the Torah and the Jewish traditions and customs. And you know, these guys are like, we are edai people. We know everything about the law. We know everything about the Bible. So they're standing over the people and they're listening to Jesus preach. And then Jesus starts to preach and he sees the crowd. And he says, and he opens his mouth and he taught them, blessed are the poor. How many are poor in spirit in this room? Not this room, but you know, on the mountainside.
There
are people like, oh yeah, that's me. Blessed are those who mourn. Oh yeah, that's me. Blessed are those who hunger. Oh yeah, that's me. And Jesus keeps preaching, blessed are those, blessed is this, blessed is that, blessed are you. And everybody's going, yeah, that's me. And then Jesus says, you know, if somebody hits you, give them the other cheek. What? Have we never heard this before? You know, if you hate somebody, you're almost killing him. You're killing him. How many of you here hated anybody? You're not killing them. Oh, they're going, oh wow, that's me. I hated my grade school school teacher. I still hate them. And Jesus is saying into their heart, you're killing them, you're killing them. And then they start looking in their, you know, little Torah books and it says, thou shalt not murder. Oh, wow. You know? And the priests and lawyers, they start talking to each other. Is he talking about our teaching? Is he talking about our teaching? Jesus just keeps going. And then he gets to a verse. He gets to a point where he says this. And it's in chapter 7. Okay. It's a long sermon, you know. And then he says, I want to tell you a story. There's a narrow road, and if you go down a narrow road, that's hard. But that road will bring you to life. But here's this big road. If you go down this road, you'll die. So you got a choice.
You got
a decision to make. Which road are you going to go down? And then he comes and he says this. He says, you know, there are prophets. There are teachers and priests. They're
going
to lead you in a wrong direction. And now the prophets and the priests are standing over there going, hey man, he's talking about us. What's wrong with this guy? Isn't he a carpenter? Wasn't he born out of wedlock?
海バベルで生まれたの。
He's a bad man.
すごいなんか悪いやつなん
だ。He's teaching all these people, everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah,
でこう人に教えてでもみんなこううなずいてるし。
And they're getting all nervous.
すごくあの彼ら緊張し始めます。
And then Jesus says this.
そしてイエス様はこう語ります。
In verse 24,
24節ですね。
Jesus said, if everyone then hears these words of mine and does them, you'll be like a wise man. He starts telling them another story.
私のこれらのことを聞いてそれを行う者は皆というふうに続けてちょっとお話を始めます。
Number one, if you hear my voice,
第一に私のその声を聞くと、
and you do them, then you're going to be like a guy who built his house on a rock.
それを声を聞いて従うと、その岩の上に家を建てる賢い人に比べられますというふうに言います。
And when the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it doesn't fall because it's been founded on the rock.
その家に雨が降ってそして風が打ちつけても、壊れることはありません。家の上に建てられているから。
That sounds easy enough, right?
すごく簡単なお話ですね。
Do you know how a house is built on a rock?
ですがその岩に、家はどうやって建てられるかということは皆さんご存知ですか。
All right. Bubba, go to that rock photo somewhere around there. I think it's two things. There you go. Now one house is built on a rockThe one on the left.
で、一つ目のその意外にある家は岩の上に建てられています。
See, this gray area is a rock. That's kind of easy, right?
この灰色の部分が岩ですね。
But then Jesus also talks about someone who's built on sand.
イエス様は、同時にその砂の上に家を建てた人のお話もしています。
And that's a house that's built on sand.
で、あっちの家は、砂の上に建てられています。
That sounds easy enough, right?
それも簡単の
話です。 Alright, go to the next photo. This is how a house built on rock.Is done.
でこれが、岩の上に建てられた家というのが本当はどういう風になっているのかという
と、you dig.
深くまで掘るんです。
And you know, some rock is like really far down on the ground.
で岩っていうのは種類によってはすごくあの地面の深いところにあります。
So you gotta dig and dig and dig and dig.
なのでもう深く深く掘る必要があります。
Like, wow, there's no rock in here.
でもあの全然もう岩が見つからない。
So they put steel pilings, which is like these bars into the ground.
でこの鉄のこの棒パイプをその一番下まで掘っていきます。
And you've seen this like really outside right here.
で本当にもうこういった光景はすごくあの皆さん見ることができると思います。
If you're here in the daytime, like on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday,
平日のあの明るいうちに皆さん。
And you walk up and down the street, you'll hear shiap boom, shiap boom,
shiap boom,
shiap boom.
道を本当に歩いているとこういう音がすごく強烈な音がします。
It's like a monster walking. Shiap
boom. なんかもう怪獣が歩いているような音ですね。
But actually, it's this hammer that's knocking down these pilings into the ground. Shiap boom.
音の正体というのはこの鉄のパイプをその一番下まであの到達させるための音です。
And these are long, long pilings.
でこのパイプというのはもう本当に長いパイプです。
You've heard this.
皆さん聞いたことあると思います。
And they keep doing this until it goes Shiap, bing. Stop.
でこのもう止まるまでずっともうこれをやり続けます。
We hit rock.
岩に到達したの。
And you've heard the saying, you know, oh, we hit rock bottom.
で、そのもう本当にあのちょっと英語なんですけれども、その岩に到達するまで来たっていうことわざがあります。
You hit the bottom. You can't go any further.
もう岩があるその一番下まで、に到達してもそれ以上行くことはできないっていう意味です。
See, it even goes further than the roots of that tree.
で、あの、あそこにある木よりも深いところにあります。
Then they start building the house.
そしてそこから家を建てます。
And when, oh, go back one photo. Okay, but these guys over here,
ですがここにいる人たちは、
they just built their house.
もうただ家を建てただけです。
There was no fear, boom.
でも音を立てて家を建てるっていうことはなかった。
There was nothing on that side, just a lot of.
小さな音を出して家を建てただけでした。
Just pounding nail lumber,
こう叩いて家を建てました。
And it's a beautiful house. Aren't they both beautiful?
でもどちらもすごく綺麗なお家だと思います。
It looks like some place in Ibaraki. 家みたいな。あれ、ハウスでは、かなり小さい。私たちは、もう、どちらもすごくいいお家。でも、外から見ると、もうどちらもすごくいい家に。何が起こるかっていうのは分かりますね。嵐が来ると、もうこの家を見てください。嵐が来ると、もうこの家を見てください。
この家に何が起こるかっていうのは分かりますね。
そして砂の上に立っている全てのものも沈みます。
神様からの言葉をいただくだけではなくて、それに従うという人生です。取るだけの人生ではなくて、同時に与える人生です。そういった基準を従うことっていうのが、皆さんが歩むべき人生です。
How many of you have read the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not have any God before me. I am the Lord your God. Obey your parents.
Don't steal.
Don't commit adultery. Don't want something that somebody else has. Don't covet. And we read that, you know, before I used to read that, go, wow, there's a lot of don'ts. What does that actually mean? Then I got a revelation. The Ten Commandments are things that I should already be before sin came into my life. Because Adam and Eve in the garden, they loved the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their soul,
all their strength.
And since they were the only two in the garden, they loved one another like they loved the other like they loved themselves. And God is saying, this is what I want for your life. This is what happens when you build your life on a rock. You're
going
to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then you're going to love the person sitting next to you just as much as you love yourself. And you can be sitting down and you look at the other person next to you. Look at the other person next to you. Like, really? I gotta love this person. Like,
I love myself.
And this is what God is doing to your life. He's putting pilings down in your life. I don't really like the person next to me. Man, I want some revenge. But you know, he does that out of love. You know, when you read the scripture, it says, when the winds come, when the floods come, when the rain comes, you know, these things will come upon your life. They will come upon your life. But remember what I said earlier. When the mercy of God comes, if you're a Christian, you will be blessed by it. If you're not, that very mercy might ram into you. So as I was praying about this very verse in the train, I'm going to stretch it a little bit here. But you know, when the Spirit of God comes like rain, it's so refreshing, isn't it? It's like when we're singing that song. It's like, oh, the mercy of God, let it rain on me.
But
people who don't know the Lord would go, what a stupid song. Why are they saying, I hate this song?
ですが、主のことを知らない人たちにとっては何この馬鹿げた歌も何の
It's got a good tune, but the lyrics, maybe should change that to, you know, hey, I love you, I love you, love me, love me.
Melody はいいんだけども、歌詞がなんかいまいち。
And you know when the wind of God comes,
その神様のその風が来るとき、
it's refreshing, isn't it?
それもすごくあのすっきり爽快です。
But sometimes it comes hard, it comes strong on you.
ですが、たまにとても強く皆さんにあの吹いてくることがあります。
And you rejoice in it.
ですが、あの喜びます。
But people who don't know the Lord get blown away.
ですが、主のことを知らない人たちは、それにもう飛ばされてしまいます。
And then when it rains,
そして雨が降る
とき、wind, the wind comes, wind and flood. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, you know, the water comes to my ankles.
聖書箇所で、水がこの自分のくるぶしまで来るとき。
And this is a flood. This is a water coming from the temple of God. It comes to my ankles and it comes to my knees.
神様の宮から来るその水が、くるぶしとして膝のところまで来て。
Comes to my hips.
そしてこの腰のところまで来て。
Comes to my chest.
この胸のあたりまで来て。
Comes to my neck.
そしてこの首まで届きます。
And you know, it's a real spiritual thing because you know when it comes to your ankles, you can walk with God.
本当にあの霊的なことで本当にこの、くるぶしまで来ると神様と一緒に歩いていくことができます。
And when it comes to your knees, it's because then you can kneel down and you can actually pray. You can actually hear the voice of God. God will hear you.
そしてこの膝まで来るということは本当にあの神様の元で膝まずいて祈って、ということができるからです。
And when the flood comes to your waist, it's you become productive. You reproduce yourself. You become fruitful.
で腰まで来るということはもう本当にあの繁栄を意味しています。
When it comes to your chest, it's just your heart is being full with the passion and power of God.
そしてこの、この胸のあたりまで来ると本当に心が満たされてもう主のその、に対する情熱で溢れます。
Then it comes to a place where you just float and you just lay back and float.
そして、風が増してもう本当に浮くだけの状態になります。
But people who don't know the Lord fight against this water and they drown.
ですがその神様を知らない人たちはもうこの水に対して本当に格闘します。
So in the scripture, God is saying, hey, when I come, you're either gonna love me or my mercy is gonna be mercy or it's gonna be judgment.
なので、御言葉にはもう本当に、
It's either gonna be mercy or judgment.
本当にあの来るときに憐れみが来るときにそれは本当の憐れみかあるいはそのジャッジメントになるかっていうことを裁きになるかっていうことを話しています。
He says you choose.
なので皆さんがそれを選びます。
You choose.
皆さんが選ぶんです。
You make a decision.
皆さんが決断を下してください。
Make an intellectual decision.
理性を持って決断を下してください。
And you also make an emotional decision.
感情的に決断を下します。
The decision is, will you obey?
ですがその皆さんに考えていただきたいのは従うかどうかという決断です。
Will you walk through the narrow way or the wide road?
でその狭い道を通るかあるいは広い道を通るかっていう決断を下してください。
And he's saying, you know, the narrow way is hard.
で、イエス様はその狭い道っていうのは難しいというふうに。
I'll tell you why the narrow. Well, I'll tell you why the wide way is easy.
で、なぜその広い道の方が簡単かということを話します。
Because in the wide way, you can bring all your garbage with you.
で、その広い道っていうのはそのいらないものを一緒に皆さんも持って行って歩くことができる。
You bring all your baggage with you.
でもこう荷物をこう引っ張って行くことができます。
But when you go through the narrow way, you got to take that stuff off.
ですがその狭い道を通るときはそういったいらないものをすべて省く必要があるからです。
And the biggest thing that we have to take off is our self-righteousness.
で、一番その省かなければいけない大きなものというのはその、自分が考える義というものです。
I'm already good enough.
私はもうすでにもう義である。
Well, nobody is ever good enough.
でも義である最初から義である人っていうのはいないです。
I'm close enough.
でもう十分近いし。
But when you're in a race, you're never going to win first place if you're just close enough.
ですがもしその競争しているとき、レースを走っているとき、その惜しかったりとか、まあ、まあまあ近いっていうのであれば、そのレースに勝てることはありません。
So Jesus says you gotta make a choice.
なのでイエス様は、決断を下してくださいっていうふうに皆さんに語りかけます。
And then he ends with this in verse 28.
そして28節でこのように終えています。
And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one with authority and not as one of the scribes.
で、そのイエス様がその説教を終えたときに、その群衆がすごく驚いたと書かれています。なぜなら、権威を持って本当にお話をして、もう学者とか他の偉人たちのようには話さなかったから。
When the scribes were always teaching and preaching, they would always refer to someone else. They would say, you know, the Torah says, na 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 na. Moses says, da 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 da. The great teacher, Gamaliel, Aliyah, whatever his name is, said, la 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 la.
すごく嫌な学者のこの人はもうこういうことを言った。
But Jesus never says, I want to quote you something. He is the quote.
でもイエス様はそういったことは一度も言いませんでした。
He just comes out and he says, I'm the authority. I'm going to quote myself. Blessed be the poor.
イエス様は、もう私からこの発信しますっていうふうに語りかけますっていう。
And the people understood this.
そして、人々はそれを理解することができます。
He's not just somebody who's quoting the word. He is the word.
どこかから言葉を持ってくるんではなくて、主こそがその御言葉、言葉であるからです。
And you know, it says in verse 8, chapter 8, when he came down from the mountain, many followed him.
そして、8章には、そのイエス様が山を降りたとき、もう、すごく大きな群衆が共に降りていたというふうに書かれています。
And this guy came down and he says, Behold, a leper came.
で、ある男性が重い皮膚病を患った人が来た。
Came to the Lord and knelt before him.
その、患っている人は、主の前に来て、ひざまずいて。
And he said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.
もし心であれば、私をその、清くしてくれることができると思うというふうに言いました。
And Jesus says, I will.
イエス様は、ではそうしますというふうに言います。
This is the same thing that we're saying to Jesus today.
私たちも同じようなことを今日イエス様に、語りかけています。
We have a different kind of leprosy in us.
私たちもその違った種類のその重い、皮膚病のようなものを患っています。
It's called sin.
それは罪というものです。
It's called shame.
恥じらいです。
It's called...Hiding.
隠れたり。
It's called fake green. Fake.
偽物。
And we're coming before the Lord this afternoon. He says, Jesus, if you will.
なので私たちも今日この午後、主の前に行って、イエス様、あなたの御心であれば、
Can you make me clean?
私のこともその汚れをから取り除いてください。
And the Lord extends his nail.
その釘で穴の開いた手をイエス様に差し伸べます。
And he says, I will.
イエス様は、その穢れを取り除くというふうに、皆さんにおっしゃっている
んです。Healing business.
イエス様は今日も皆さんを癒してくださっています
。He heals more than the physical. He heals the heart.
で、その身体的な癒しだけではなくて、皆さんの心も癒してくださっています。
I think in this song.What is that? What is that? You know, there's this thing that they're singing. The Lord is just singing to me.
本当にこの歌を歌っているときにすごく
感じていただく
ちょっとどこかわからない。十字架の上から私を見つめたという歌があったんですけれども。
Oh, what love poured out for me. What a beautiful love. anyway, there was a part in there that says, keep going. Anyway, it was like, there it is. There's nothing more beautiful than your love. And as we were singing this, the Lord just reminded me that this is God, this is Jesus saying it to you. You're all I need. There's nothing more beautiful than your love. Compared to the millions of people who reject me, you love me. There's no more beautiful love than that. And that's why Jesus died for us. Because there's nothing more beautiful than your response of saying yes, Lord. I receive by faith what you have for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.